Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we give book recommendations for you.
And we have a very special guest with us here today. In fact, I was really excited about getting to talk to several of our librarians, but this is probably the person who has reading tastes that are the most similar to mine, and that they're a little bit dark and twisted. But this is Erlene Mango, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about Stephen King's latest book that he co-wrote with his son. It is called Sleeping Beauties.
Hi. Oh, I'm Arlene. So sorry. I am an avid Stephen King reader. I love anything gruesome, horrifying, and gross. So I do sci-fi, creepy horror, keep me away from romance, and all that other juicy stuff. I don't like that. But the recent book by Stephen King has been written by him and his son, youngest of three kids, Owen King. And the interesting thing about that is Owen has only published like two independent writings. Everything else was a graphic novel or he edited the book. Mm-hmm. So he's not really a writer like his brother Joe Hill or his dad. So this is his first like real meaty work. Sleeping Beauties takes place in Dueling County in Appalachian something, West Virginia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That setting alone is kind of creepy.
It's creepy in itself, and it's based in a really small town, Dueling County, and it takes place around prisoners and the women of the town. The book is about pretty much you're losing half the population. One day women cannot wake up. Or they fall asleep, they won't wake up. And they get covered in like all this silky moth webbing. And if you try to wake them up, they'll try to kill you or attack you, then go back to sleep.
Sounds normal.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally normal. It's a mystery sci-fi in a sense because it's not really creepy and gory, but it mirrors what's going on in the world right now. Mm-hmm. So the main theme of the book is what will happen if there's no women in the world. Mm-hmm. Also, it plays on to the fact of women truly have no choice, mm-hmm. and we're giving you a choice. So the character that comes into play, her name is Evie Black. And to me, she seems like Eve from Eden. Mm-hmm. And she comes in, and at the beginning of the book, you meet this guy who's a meth dealer, and he has a girlfriend, or whoever she is, totally abusive, doing all kind of things to her, and Evie knocks on the door and kills him in the most gruesome way. She's only in like a flannel shirt, and she punches a hole through his head, kills his cousin, all the while like laughing and smiling, and the girls in the corner are like, oh my God, what's happening? And she's walking down the street covered in blood, and mm-hmm. the sheriff of the town, her name is Lila, which is a woman, finds her and arrests her. Before that, they said the meth lab blows up. And so Evie's now in the car, and she's beating herself up in the back of the car, gets taken to the prison where she influences all the women in the prison, a woman's prison in Dueling County. And the warden's a woman, the sheriff of the town's a woman, but it plays a role where women really have no choice. So you're women in prison, they have no choice. Mm-hmm. There's a officer at the prison, Peters, who harasses one particular prisoner. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get into how he harasses her, but he has his day. Owen had the idea for the book, mm-hmm. and he said, Dad, you should write it. He's like, no, you write it. And so they co-wrote it. So they wrote bits and pieces, and they came together. But it's really Stephen King heavy because it reminds me of Under the Dome, The Stand, and it mirrors a lot of Joe Hill's Firemen. Okay. So if you've read those, when you read this, you're like, this sounds really familiar. Mm-hmm. But Stephen King is really known for writing strong women or weak women who have some type of, I need to get out, I need to have a voice type of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's 72 characters in the book they write about.
Oh, great.
72 Jeez. Characters, and it's interesting because you can tell a man's writing about women in the book because they never finish it. They never really get into the meat of it. So to me, if they had cut those even down to one third and brought some more meat into it, they bring up issues, they never finish it. They bring up this and never finish it. It's a very political book because he dedicated the book to Sandra Bland, and the opening is almost like Evie and Eden talking to animals and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I liked it. If you're a first-time King reader, don't read it. if you're an avid King reader, read it. If you don't like politics, don't read it.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you don't want to read about politics in your joy time of reading, don't read the book.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's a good few recommendations for readership.
Yeah.
So you gave us a little bit of the background and a little bit about who would read the book. So we're going to get into kind of fun parts. The first section that we're going to do in our game show type ending of the show
is... Do we have music for the game show?
We don't. We could put it in post here. That was game show music. Okay. This next section is casting the main characters of the novel. So if this was made into a movie, which isn't super weird because it's Stephen King, who would play the main characters?
Before I answer that, I think Owen wanted to make it into a movie, TV movie, but then it came into a book. There's 72 characters.
Yeah.
We're not going to cast them all.
Yeah.
We'll do Evie Black would be Angelina Jolie to me.
Okay.
They describe her with dark hair and like... icy eyes and strong. I can see Evie being Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Clinton Norcross is the psychiatrist on staff at the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Neeson.
Ooh.
The sheriff, his wife would be Jodie Foster. I just like her. They did the whole Nell thing together. I can see it happening again.
Yeah.
Jeanette Sorley is a prisoner at the prison, of course, and I can see her as Viola Davis.
Okay.
And Frank Geary, he's a dog catcher. He's a lot in the book. I don't know. Maybe Will Smith. Don't know.
Will Smith, dog
Officer
catcher.
Peters, I was thinking the guy... he's an American Gods and also Orange is the New Black with a mustache.
Oh, Pornstache.
Pornstache would be him because he's kind of like, I'm like a little bit of Pornstache in the book. So I'm just saying.
I mean, he already fits the description you've given
of
Peters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so next we're going to ask some random questions.
Okay.
Some of them may be kind of hard to answer. Some of them will be super easy to answer. So
no pressure.
I think we were going to ask you to not explain your answers.
Yeah.
Just kind of go with
this
your
is gonna
okay.
Be
I can do that.
A gut reaction, no explanation, to get some intrigue on the part of our viewers. Listeners. So I'm going to choose one first. What would be a good subtitle for this book? If you had to give it a subtitle.
No More Children.
No More Children.
See, right up
makes
my alley.
Makes it more interesting.
So what food would you pair with this book?
Blood sausage.
Blood sausage.
Excellent.
Leslie really wants to read this. Are there any animals in the book?
There are a lot of animals in the book.
Okay.
What does the cover look like? Could you describe it to us?
It is black with red writing with Sleeping Beauties at the top and then Stephen King's name at the top and then Owen at the bottom. But the graphic is a woman's face and covering her eyes is the moth wings.
Oh.
And a very beautiful red lip.
Okay. Very, very nice. Sounds very cool. So our last question will be, do the characters have power to change their world?
Yes.
Okay. So for this last part, we are going to roll the dice and have you read a sentence from the page and line. We've actually got a D20 dice and a regular dice.
Can I blow on them? I'm sorry.
Okay, so?
Among the inmates of Dueling County Correctional, there was, to put it lightly, very little history of prize winning, lots of history with bad guys, though.
There you go.
That's actually an excellent
that
sentence.
That is a phenomenal sentence.
When I put this part in, I was terrified that we would get something really boring, like, and they walk down the hall together.
Or a romance scene.
Yes.
Which would just be awkward. Just
luckily, there's nothing, none of that in this book. Thank you. Oh, none of that.
And we would also have been in trouble if it was a stream of consciousness narrator. You'd be here a few minutes later.
You know, I enjoyed it. It mirrors what the world's going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about giving women power to have a choice.
Yeah.
And what we always do with that choice, basically.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You're
welcome.
This was
an amazing pick to talk about. So I feel like you started us off on a strong note, and I can't wait to see where our future interviews take us.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.